It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Here is the story about 10 lepers. The word of God says Jesus wanted to go to Jerusalem. But instead of going direct to Jerusalem, he chose to go through Samaria and Galilee. And the word of God says he came to a certain village and he saw 10 lepers crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." These lepers cannot come and touch Jesus because according to Mosaic law, they have to stay out of village and they have to stay in a leper colony. And when they walk on the street, they have to say, "Unclean, unclean." If they touch somebody, that person will be unclean. And so Jesus Christ said to those people, "Go to the priest and show yourself." What does it mean? He was saying, as you go to the priest, you will be completely clean, and then the priest will tell you to give some sacrifice, what Moses said. So all of them just trust in Jesus Christ and His word, and they went away. But the word of God says, Luke chapter 17 verse 16, one man came back. Luke chapter 17 verse 15, one man came back with a loud voice, start glorifying God. And verse 16, it says, he fell down on his face at his feet. Whose feet? Jesus' feet. Giving him thanks. That means all of these 10 lepers were going to the priest. All of a sudden, on the way, they got healed. When they got healed, one Samaritan came back rejoicing, praising God, glorifying God. Now, no one can recognize this person that he was a leper. Because lepers, they lose their fingers, their toes, their nose, their ears, and they look ugly. So people do not want to touch them or do not want to go close to them. But now this man is completely healed. He comes and touches Jesus' feet, and he start giving him thanks. Only Jesus could recognize this man, because Jesus healed him, and Jesus is God. He knows you and me. The word of God says there is nothing hidden in the eyes of God. Everything open and naked to his eyes. So Jesus recognized this man. Then Jesus said to him, They were 10 lepers. Where are those 9s? But this man did not answer him. Then Jesus said, only one foreigner came to testify. And then Jesus said to this man, that is in Luke chapter 17 verse 19, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Can you imagine how much joy this man had in his heart? His disease is gone, he's completely healed, and Jesus told him, now your faith has healed you. Go home. Rejoice. Jesus Christ has power over all the sickness and disease. Many people think that God brings sickness and disease. But Bible says, John chapter 10 verse 10, enemy, the devil, comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus Christ says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Are you suffering? Are you having sickness, disease or pain? Jesus Christ is here to heal you. Doesn't matter what kind of sickness and disease you have. Leprosy is the worst kind of disease. I was so afraid of any leper. When I was young, I was running away from lepers when they come. But when I heard Jesus Christ touch them and heal them, in my ministry, I was able to pray for one leper. One day I was in one town, and the leper came and stood far away. His hands, his toes and his fingers, his face and ears were disfigured. And he shouted from there, please pray for me. I said to him, come close. He came and knelt down in front of me. And I did exactly what Jesus did. I touched on his head and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And this man went away. But the devil started telling me, now you're going to get that kind of disease. And my hand started burning. And I started tingling sensation in my hand. But I rebuked the demonic forces coming against me. And I said, Lord, you are the healer. You have given me power and authority over the sickness and disease. And I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Instantly, I felt good. And all this pain and sensation gone. My hand became normal. A year later, the man comes to me and he said, could you please pray for me? And I said, sir, what do you need? He said, I need a job. Now, many times people come with different needs. This man is asking me for a job. There is nothing impossible for God to give jobs to people. Before I could pray for him, he said, I was a leper. Look at my hands. Now my fingers are good. My toes and my hands, my face, my ears, everything is healed. I can now make the dough. I can cook my own food. I have strength. I have no sickness and disease. I am healthy. And I'm looking for a job. What I'm trying to say. Our Jesus Christ does miracles today. This is not only 2,000 years ago Jesus did it, but he has given us the same power and same authority. You can read this in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12. He says, "The miracles I have done, you will do it, and you will do greater than this, because I am going to go to my Father." Jesus Christ has given us authority over the sickness and disease. If you are a man of God or servant of God, use God-given authority and let the people see the miracle hand of God. I'm going to give you a chance. If you are having any kind of sickness and disease, come to Jesus Christ and just simply say, "Jesus, I believe that you came from heaven, you died for me, you rose again. You are a living God. Come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. Touch me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen." If you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven and you are a child of God. Now if you ask God to touch you and heal you, He will listen to your prayer. So let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I believe that you are a miracle-working God. You can touch and heal and deliver. There is nothing impossible with you. I have seen miracles after miracles after miracles. And you have chosen me to serve you and touch your people and pray for your people. I am touching them by faith. And you touch them. And let these people be healed, delivered, and set free. And let their life shine for Jesus Christ. And let them go and tell others what Jesus Christ is doing. We want each and every person who is listening to my voice be healed, delivered, and set free. I commit each and everyone into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.